各位在座父亲节快乐！
Happy Father's Day。
我们做父亲的人不晓得我们都是怎么爱孩子的。
We don't know how you fathers love your children。
你怎么样在养育孩子？
Or how you raise your children。
有一天，我读到一个报道。
One day I came upon a report。
一个江苏徐州的老人，姓王的老人，就叫老王了。
An old man, Mr. Wang from Jiangsu.
他非常爱他的孩子。
He loved his child very much.
他有三个女儿。
He had three daughters.
你知道，早期这个人民生活，这个条件不是很好。
In the older days, the life was kind of tough.
但是为了要满足孩子们他们的兴趣。
But in order to satisfy the demands of his three daughters.
他们这女儿他们的期待。
And to meet the expectations of her daughters.
他从1975年开始呢，他开始制造钢琴。
He started making a manufacturing or making pianos from 1975.
他开始自己去绘了一个图，画了一个图。
He started with his own design.
去收集各种可以使用的材料。
And collect all the materials that he could use.
用那个床板来做琴盖，睡觉的床板。
And use the mattress board to be the cover of the piano.
用那个鞋带拿来做弦。
Use the shoestring.
做敲的那个弦。
The shoestrings as strings of the piano.
他是非常精致的，他是一个退休的工人。
He's a retired craftsman. He's very handy.
是机械工人所以他就用7年的时间，一直到1982年3月，他完成了那个钢琴。
So he spent 7 years until 1982 to finish that piano.
这个琴用了26年之后。
After 26 years of playing the piano.
除了这低音的部分有一点缺憾之外呢，高音的部分还非常的清脆悦耳。
The lower keys were somehow out of tune, but the higher keys are still very very good.
因为这个非常特别的例子呢，所以这个深圳的博物馆就把它收集回来。
Because such a wonderful piece of piano, the museum in Shenzhen had collected that piano and put it in the museum.
然后放在那里作为一个见证改革开放的历史文物。
To be a article to testify the improvement or the of the modernization of China.
是一个非常不容易一件事情。
It's not an easy thing.
感谢神，我相信在一般的情况底下。
Thank God, under ordinary circumstances.
虽然做父亲的大部分人呢，外面看起来是比较刚硬一点。
Usually, father may appear to be tough on the outside.
但是内心里却是多半都是很疼爱子女的。
But down deep down inside, they do have the soft spot for their children.
他们愿意为子女付上任何代价。
And most of them are willing to make sacrifices for their children.
尽他们所能的去成全他们。
And do their best to deliver the promises they made, they make in the name of loving their children.
可是呢，我们在这个爱跟成全的过程里面，我们要小心拿捏。
But one must be careful when exercises love and giving for the children.
否则会造成一些偏差带来遗憾。
So that he does not make mistakes and result in regrets.
今天我们从这信息里面，从以利这个老爸呢，当做一个反面的教材。
Today we shall look at the negative example set before us by Eli, and revisit the topic of raising children.
我们要思考一些关于养儿育女的问题。
So we'll try to see what we can learn from raising our the process of raising our children.
那首先我们看到，经文里头，当然我们今天只有选一段，你就要从前面再找，在这经文之前再再看的时候，从头到尾你看了之后，你发现他在养育的过程，孩子养育的过程里头，的确是有很多的悲哀。
If you look into the context of the scriptures we read today, you will find out that Eli had come upon many quite a bit of trouble in raising his children.
那我们至少看到三件事情。
We could see at least three things.
第一个悲哀是他们呢，是白发人送黑发人。
The first tragedy, the domestic tragedy, is that the old end up burying the young.
我最近在看那个网页的时候，还会看到深圳地震的消息。四川，刚刚讲，四川。
So I still follow the reports out of the earthquake in Sichuan.
那里面还有很多那些相片。
And still a lot of pictures that are coming out.
我想这个事情已经过了。
The event already passed.
可是当我在看的时候，特别是看到你。有一些图画是一个人抱着一个小妹妹，然后这个有压伤的那种画面。
When I see parents holding their injured children,
我就会想象那假如是我的孩子。
I could imagine what if that was my own child.
那看着看着眼泪就不由自主就掉下来。
It bring tears to my eyes.
我想对这做父母人来说，那白发人送黑发人是一个非常悲哀的事。
It's such a tragedy when the old end up burying the young.
那第二个悲哀的事情是孩子生前的时候不听父亲的话。
The second tragedy is that the sons and daughters are rebellious.
当然，这也包括母亲。
So, of course, they also include rebellious against the mothers.
总之，在做父母的权柄底下，他们不愿意顺服。
They are disobedient to the parental authority.
我记得在台湾的时候，经常我们会有教育孩子们，或是在公共的场所，我们会有打那个标语，说请爱用请常常说这个请谢谢对不起。
In Taiwan, and we see the signs over the places teaching our people to be polite and say thank you or please and those type of words.
Sorry.
Sorry.
那我很像没有看过在美国这边有这样的一个提醒在公共场合。
But I never see those same teachings publicly here in the United States.
相反的，我常常听到的是。不，可是为什么
？But on the contrary, frequently I hear the words of no,
but why?
Why? Why should I?
这其实都是从小开始养成的习惯了。
Because all of these words were fostered into their heads from young.
好像我们家小四两岁多。
So just like my family, number four, at age of two.
他说实在，他真的不懂，就像鹦鹉一样，有什么话就学什么话。
It's like he did not understand what's going on, but just imitate the brothers.
慢慢长大之后，他学习了不少的这些，这应该算是什么话？
So throughout the years, throughout these 2 years, accumulated many of these negative words.
其中一个常常说的话就是为什么。
He most frequently will ask why.
你叫他吃东西也是为什么。
You ask him to eat this, and he will say why.
穿鞋子也是为什么。
Put on shoes, he said why.
什么都是为什么。
Everything why.
那但是这个东西呢，你从小就是要给他矫正。 矫正。
You must make corrections from a young age.
他不是真的要问你为什么。
Because he does not intentionally want to ask you why.
所以你必须把握那个机会告诉他，不是为什么，是说 yes。
So you must teach him, do not ask why, but submit and say yes.
那他就说 yes, 他也没有问题了。
So once he says yes, he doesn't care if, asking questions anymore.
所以越早教越好教。
The sooner you correct them, the easier it is to teach them.
那另外一个悲哀我看到是，你若是在一个有信仰的家庭里，你发现一个大的悲哀就是孩子他不认识神。
The third tragedy in that family is that even though they are religious people, but their children turn away from God.
更是那些侍奉神的人来讲，那这是一个非常大的讽刺。
To those who serve God, this is a great irony.
这以利家呢，他原来不是只是祭司，而且是大祭司。
Eli was not just a priest, but a high priest.
可是他的孩子却不认识神。
But his children turned away from God.
换句话说，那孩子们把神他放在脚底下来踩。
In other words, they show no regard to God and tramp on God.
那我们很多时候这个不认识神呢，表现在各方面。
Frequently, we see that the not acknowledging God in many aspects of our daily life.
好比我们藐视神的存在，他的作为，那是一个。
Who despise God's existence and His deeds?
好像说我们轻看神的话语、他的律法他的这个诫命，这是另外一种。
And also take lightly God's word, His laws and commandments.
好比说我们在讲主日的问题。
Or like the subject on Sunday.
从小我们就在教会里长大。
Most of us grew up in the church.
很少很少就主日没有去教堂的。
So seldomly we do not go to church on Sunday.
我回想在我过去的日子里，在大概初中的时候，可能是初中、高中那个阶段。
So when I was a teenager.
有一次跟我的堂哥，我们两个结伴去钓鱼。
So one day, my cousin and I went fishing.
就那么一次，因为那一天不小心，吃了这个摸起来的虾，钓出来的鱼，就那个当天晚上中毒，食物中毒。
Because of the unclean fish or shrimp we caught, we became food poisoned.
那是星期六我们去钓鱼的。
So we went there Saturday.
所以一个晚上折腾下来，我非常的累。
So after all night staying up, I was exhausted.
第二天早上回到家的时候，我就跟我堂哥，我们两个人就躺在客厅上吹着冷气就睡觉。
So next day, Sunday, my cousin and I was we slept in, in an air-conditioned living room.
然后我父亲他经过的时候
，My father passed by.
他就说你们怎么还在这睡觉。
And he said, how come you guys are still in bed?
虽然他没有再多说话。
Even though he didn't say any word anymore.
但从他不高兴的语气里我知道那个是一个得罪神的事情。
So from the tone of his voice, I learned that what we were doing was against God.
他也没有问说为什么你们在这儿睡觉，是因为怎么前一天晚上，他也没有说，哎呀，你们反正现在暑假嘛，那休息多休息多睡几多睡一点。
He didn't say, oh, you guys are going to sleep in the summertime, it's okay.
他就是让我知道我们要尊重神。
But he let me know through the tone of his voice, we must honor God in all circumstances.
神怎么说，我们就怎么做。
Whatever God says, we do.
另外，我们有一种不尊重，不认识神。另外的表现就是我们不尊重属神的东西。
Another way we show dishonor God is we dishonor God's property.
这以利他的孩子把神的东西占为己有。
The Eli's sons took the temple articles as their own.
除了这之外，我们也常常会滥用这个神的东西。
Frequently, we abuse whatever is in the church.
或是损坏那些所谓的圣物。
And we'll damage those things that belong to the church.
我常常会看到很多这个圣经，当然很多时候圣经用久了，它会破损。
Frequently, of course, when we use these Bibles for after a while, some minor damage will be done.
但是我常常看到，就有很多时候，我们把那个圣经当作是一种非常普通的书。
But frequently, I see also that we treat the Bible as an ordinary book.
那皮也没有了，旁边也卷起来了。
The covers are ripped, and even we see graffiti.
有时候就丢在地上。
Sometimes we see them thrown on the floor.
当我在家里的时候，我一定要提醒孩子，这不是只是一本书。
Frequently, I remind my children at home that this is not an ordinary book.
这是神的话。
This is the word of God.
我们要学习尊重神的话。
Let's respect that as the word of God and learn to do it that way.
在整个养育的过程中，我们看到在以利家里头有许多悲哀的事情。
So we see there are many.Different things that set in our heart in, that happened in Eli's family.
我相信那都不是我们做父母人所希望看的。
I'm sure those are things that our parents would not did not wish to see.
然后，当我们在思考这个问题的时候，我们想到我们作为儿女的，我们知不知道父母养育我们最感到悲哀的事是哪些事
？So as children, do we realize what set in our parents the most in raising us?
我们知不知道天父？养育我们最悲哀的是什么事？感到最悲哀的是什么事
？Do we realize as children of our heavenly Father what saddens Him the most in bring us up？
我们做父母呢？我们在养育儿女过程当中，你觉得让你最感到悲哀的事又是什么呢
？Let's change that around. If we as parents what saddens us the most in raising our children？
会不会只是那些升学的问题？
The things that trouble us most is it for their going to college?
那工作的问题，交友的问题。
Their work, their friend making friends.
那我们会不会为孩子他们不认识神而感到悲哀呢
？If our children do not acknowledge God, does that sadden us?
你若问我的话。我会告诉你，我会。
If you ask me, I will tell you that's one thing that saddens me the most.
我想那会是我最大的一个悲哀，孩子们不认识神。
So, if my children do not acknowledge God, that is the most serious thing that will grieve me the most.
我相信事情的发生通常都有一个演变的过程。
So whenever event takes place, It usually involves a long, drawn-out process that ultimately leads to its consummation.
那以利家也不是，那他们家的不幸，我相信也不是突然发生的。
So the misfortune that came upon Eli's family is no accident.
然后我们若仔细去分析的话，我们可以归纳出许许多多的原因。
So if we study it carefully and trace every detail and analyze all the evidence, then we can discover many reasons why it happened.
我们可以怪罪在不同的事情上。
We can put a blame on many things.
也许是孩子们不学好。
Maybe the children did not follow sound teaching.
然后他们从小就脾气倔强。
Or maybe their stubborn temperament was not tamed.
然后他们交友不慎。
They're mixed up with wrong kinds of friends.
也许是自甘堕落。
Or maybe they give in to wickedness.
也许是父母太忙。
Maybe parents are too busy.
以利可能年纪太大，老来生子。
Or maybe Eli was too old, when he had his sons.
所以他没有力气去管教孩子。
To have strength to discipline them.
也可能是他因为他爱孩子。
Maybe he loved them too much.
总之，我们可以找出很多的原因。
In any event, we can find multiple reasons.
可是我们看到圣经里头，记载到一个最重要、最关键的一个问题是在于，圣经告诉我们，神对以利说，是因为你尊重你的儿子过于尊重我。
But according to the scripture, we see that the most serious mistake that Eli made was that he honored his sons more than God Jehovah.
那尊重孩子是对的。
It's fine to honor children.
然后我们在管教孩子的过程里头，我们要需要尊重他们。
We must honor our children in the process of disciplining them.
我们在管教的过程中是没有尊重的话，就是虐待。
Discipline without honoring leads to abuse.
可是尊重是什么呢？
So, but what is honoring?
首先我们要知道，尊重不是放任孩子去百般的成全他们。
Honoring is not complete leniency.
那我不晓得你们知不知道有一个新闻讲到兰州有一个女孩子的事。
I don't know if you heard a story of a girl in Lanzhou.
那这个孩子呢，他为了接近能够跟这个心里头所尊敬所爱的偶像刘德华亲近。
This girl wants to be closer to her idol, the 刘德华。Mr. Liu from Hong Kong.
他就苦苦的
rock star.
追着他，追了13年。
Was maybe was a movie star.
他有演电影吗？我不知道。
Doesn't matter. She idolized him so much, she chased him around, followed him around for 12 years, 13 years.
暗恋并不是什么不是什么消息。
She had a crush on him. It's nothing new.
但是呢，关键就是他们全家为了帮助他实现愿望。
But the whole family, in order for her to meet her secret dream,
最后搞到这个倾家荡产。
To the point that they had the financial cost, financial hardship to the family.
最后这个做父亲的人干什么
？So at the end, what did the father do?
他跳海，他要相逼，逼刘德华要跟他女儿单独相处10分钟。
So he jumped into the ocean in order to force Mr. Liu to spend 10 minutes of his time to be with his daughter.
他跳海之前他留下了遗嘱。
Before he jumped into the ocean, he left his will.
这遗文很长啊，这三页的。
Three pages of
his will. 你有兴趣的话，我可以告诉你。
If you are interested, you can come and read it for yourself.
但我就在这当中要只，我就是念一小段，这他的遗文里头他所说的。
So I'm going to only read you a small excerpt.
他说：“刘德华，你以为你是谁
？”Mr. Liu, who do you think you are?
你很自私，很虚伪。
You're selfish. You're phony.
你不敢承认现实，非常可悲。
You cannot face reality.
我的孩子为了要见你一面做出惊天动人的牺牲，已经付出了13年的青春代价。
My daughter, in order to have a moment of your time, sacrificed 13 years of her life.
然后这13年血泪之路几乎把生命都给搭上了。
13 years of tears and blood, almost, she almost gave her life up for it.
然后父母为了实现孩子见到这个孩子为实现的这个小小愿望，他已经倾倾所有的债台高筑。
In order to help her to realize her, her wish, we have, put in all our financial resources.
然后这时候呢，央视可能是中央电视台是吧？央视等媒体报道已经1年了。你还没动静，你还算人吗
？Even though the media reported over for a whole year, you still are not moved. Are you a human being?
他说呢，他们家孩子呢，这个他的梦，他十三年所付出的是我们的骄傲。
We take pride for what she had put up in 13 years, or give up.
最后他是说，我现在又借债来香港，他又跑去香港了。
Now I have to take a loan in order to go to Hong Kong.
他说我不忍心再看孩子痛苦。
Because I cannot bear the pain of watch my daughter suffer.
所以我决定以死抗议。
So I will show my protest with my death.
而我死了，你刘德华还要来见我们的孩子。
After I die, you, Mr. Liu, will come and see my daughter.
那不然死不瞑目。
Otherwise, my I will die in vain.
他说这个不见，你若不见面的话，是天理不容，天不饶你。
If you don't do that, the heaven will not forgive you.
他说我没有白活，我做事光明磊落，敢做敢当，永别了。
I've not lived in vain. I will bear my own. I'll bear responsibility for my own decision. I will see you in the next life.
我们可以看到这个父亲，这个家人非常尊重孩子。
We see father loves her daughter very much.
可是这样的尊重却是一种的溺爱。
But such is a indulgence.In wrong kind of love.
最后带来家整个家庭的不幸。
Ultimately led to a disastrous result in family.
到底什么叫做尊重
？So what is a true honor?
我相信尊重是对他们人格的看重。
A true honor is to protect or preserve the children's dignity.
是一种选择性跟孩子当他们的做的所做的选择有一个开放性的讨论。
To have an open discussion with the decisions that children make.
是在管教当中这个语气跟态度。
To honor is to discipline with appropriate attitude and the tone of voice.
举个例来说。
Example.
在1920年的时候。
1920。
有一个11岁的美国男孩子，他在踢足球。
A 11-year-old boy was playing soccer.
在家里踢来踢去的时候，不小心砰，去踢到人家邻居的玻璃。
And play soccer in the backyard, but suddenly, the soccer ball went to neighbor's house and broke the window.
当砰一声的时候，他心跳，砰，他心也碎了。
When the noise came, it broke whose heart?
孩子
broke the boy's heart, startled him.
因为他知道他闯了祸。
Because he knew that he had done something terrible.
人家来他们家里要跟他要赔偿12.5美元。
Because the neighbor asked for a $12.50. To repair the window.
那时候的钱呢，可以买125只只会生蛋的母鸡。
The $12.50 in 1920 can buy you a 120 hens that can be hatch eggs.
差不多是现在3000块的人民币。
It's equivalent to 3,000 人民币。
结果他闯了祸之后呢，他就跟父亲跟他认错。
But after he had done that, he came to his father and confessed.
这父亲他说他要自己去赔偿，他要负这责任。
The father said, "You have to make the restitution, pay the price yourself."
这孩子是他很难为情，他跟父亲说我没有钱。
But the boy says, "I have no means."
他父亲说好，这12.5美元呐，我借给你，你一年之后还我。
The father said, "Okay, I will loan you this $12.50 U.S. dollars. You pay me back a year later."
这件事之后，这个孩子他就很艰苦，打工。11岁，你记得11岁。
So after this 11-year-old boy can go out and work. Went out and worked.
差不多半年多的努力之后。
So after 6 months of hard labor.
他凑足了12.5，还给他父亲。
He collected $12.50 and paid back to his father.
你知道这个男孩是谁吗
？Do you know who this boy was?
是谁吗？美国总统。
Clinton.
Clinton. 雷根。
So this boy was Ronald Reagan.
他自己在回忆这些事情的时候。
So reminiscence of what all these his childhood events.
通过他自己的劳动来承担这个过失。
Through his own manual labor, he made He paid the price to make up for the mistakes he made.
然后这样让他懂得什么叫做责任。
So that he learned what responsibility is.
然后尊重孩子呢，不是意味着啊这个忽视孩子过失。
To honor the children is not to shove their mistakes under the rug.
其实适当的这个惩罚是对他人性尊严的一种呼唤。
Appropriate discipline is a form of protecting their dignity.
其实圣经里头并没有否定我们要尊重孩子的重要性。
The Bible never denies the importance of honoring children.
那只是我们看到以利家的问题是他过度尊重。
But the problem with Eli is that he honored them too much.
然后尊重孩子以至于到目中无神。
To the point that he placed them way over God.
那这眼中只有孩子的存在。
As if God no longer existed, as all children and no God approach.
那什么是过度尊重呢？
So what is overindulgence?
那我们只要再看下去，在撒母耳记第三章的十三节那里就有一段话，他这么说。
It's recorded in First Samuel 3:13.
那他说他曾经告诉他，神曾经告诉这个以利，必永远降罚于他的家。
It's the God told Eli that I told him that I will judge his family forever.
为什么？他说，因为他知道儿子作孽，自招咒诅，却不禁止他们。
Because of the sin that he knew about, his sons made themselves contemptible, and he failed to restrain them.
那这是过度尊重。
And that is overindulgence.
我们都知道，以孩子的言语行为，他们的选择跟真理相违背，有抵触。
If we know our children's language, deeds, or choices are against or contradicting with the truth.
可是我们不表态，我们不说实话。
But show no opinion and keep silent or do nothing to stop them.
那我们不疏导他们，不禁止他们。
And not to redirect them and correct them.
那就是过度的尊重。
That is to honor them too much or overindulgent.
那我相信做父母的有责任，我们先认识到神的作为和法则。
Parents have the responsibility of knowing God's ways and deeds.
然后我们再跟孩子来交流，跟他导正。
And then communicate and guide children.
让他们也走一个合神心意的道路，这就是尊重神。
In the ways that are in accordance with God's will, that is to honor God.
弟兄姊妹，我们在管教子女的时候，我们有没有尊重他们？
When we discipline our children,
很多时候我发现
honor them,
一个人的人格扭曲都是因为没有受到尊重所影响的。
Because frequently when there's a twisted personality or social interpersonal problems, that's because their dignity has been their person has been wounded.
可是我也要再提醒我们，我问我们尊重孩子有没有过于尊重神？
But have we honor or pay attention to protect our children's dignity more than we honor God?
当孩子在走世界的路的时候，我们有把他转向到神的一个方向来。
When our children choose to follow the path of the world, have we tried to correct them and bring them back?
我们求神赐给我们有智慧来养育孩子。
May God give us wisdom to raise our children.
最后，我相信以利他并没有想到他这个养育的这个结果是那么一个严重的后果。
I bet Eli failed to recognize his poor child discipline could bring such grave consequences to his family.
神告诉他，他的家中必永远无老人。
We see here that God says there will be no man, no old man in his family line.
我要稍微强调一下，这圣经中文的圣经，它告诉我们是要折断他的膀臂，有没有？
The Chinese translation says to break his arm.
你不要想这神怎么那么狠呢？就把人这样扭断那个膀臂，不是那个意思。
You may wonder how God can be so cruel, try to break somebody's arm.
那原来那个意思，折断那膀臂是代表是一个 strength, 是一种能力、力量。
But strength in the Hebrew word means the arm in Hebrew word means strength.
换句话说，圣经在诗篇里90篇，他告诉我们说，一生的年日我们可以到70岁。
In Psalm 90, it says our strength and our life may be 90,
70，
maybe
一生平均来说可以到70岁。
the length of our days is 70 years.
但是我们强壮的话呢，可以到80岁。
Or
像张
80,
教授
or
看起来像60岁一样。
80, like Professor Zhang, if we have strength.
那这就是这个讲到这就是这个强壮的意思。
And that is what strength means.
他们原来神给他们是一个赐福，有能力可以活到这个长寿。
Because God blessed them and given strength so can they can have longevity.
可是因为他们不尊重神，神说没有，从家中之后没有这个老人。
But because of this dishonoring God, they said, God says, no more strength. From now on, there will be no old man in your family.
那些还活着的没有灭掉的，他所生的人都怎么样？到中年死。
And those who were spared to live, they will die in the prime of their life.
接着呢，那个两个孩子作恶的呢，是同一日死。
And those two sons who've done evil.Will die on the same day.
那我盼望我们不是只有看到这个严重的后果。
Let's not just focus on the gravity of this consequence.
盼望我们在这严重的后果里，我们可以学习到一些属灵的功课。
But learn some spiritual lessons from it.
我首先，我们做父亲的绝对不要糊涂，疏于管教。
But first, father, please do not be bewildered and lack discipline.
更是不要最后把孩子带孩子学坏。
Or do not lead your children into the wrong path.
你可能不明白我在讲什么。
Maybe you do not know what I'm talking about.
因为我看到一个报纸，他那个地方这么说。
Because one time I read in a newspaper.
这是《新商报》，我们不知道是中国什么《新商报》，他这里头一个孩子他说的。
It's in a Chinese newspaper quoted a.The son who said this.
然后这个父亲因为担心儿子太老实。
The father worried that the son is too timid and be taken advantage of.
那除了知道这个念书之外，什么都不懂。
Besides studying and knew nothing, too innocent.
所以他希望他孩子能够提前见一点东西。
So want the child to be street smart.
就带着孩子出去喝酒应酬。
So bring the son out to the bar and to have a social life.
说一些的虚伪话。
To say something pretentious.
这个孩子他自己说，他说喝着好酒，说着奉承的违心话，这就是爸爸这段时间所灌输给我的东西。
So the son says, all my father taught me was to how to.Be drunk, and to say things that's to please others.
然后从前呢，他对我的教育一直是叫我做一个老实人，要做这个好好的办老实的事。
But before he taught me to be a righteous person.
然后现在呢，我就分不清楚是非黑白了。
But now I cannot tell right from wrong.
这就是一个非常悲哀的事。
That is a tragedy.
我们做父亲绝对不能糊涂。
Let's not be confused in our mind.
第二个，从做孩子角度来看
，from the children's perspective,
我们绝对不要行恶。
Do not be over wicked.
我不是说我们不会犯错。
I'm not saying that we cannot make mistakes.
也在传道书第7章17节那边告诉我们。
In Ecclesiastes 7:17, it says.
他说不要行恶过分。不要为人愚昧。
Do not be over wicked and do not be a fool.
然后何必不到期而死呢
？Why die before your time?
我发现很多时候人很多人是不该死。
I discovered many people shouldn't die.
那就是因为行恶过分导致死亡。
But because of their behavior, they died before their time.
最后，我们再从父神的天父的角度来看这件事。
Lastly, from the Father in heaven's perspective.
当然，行恶的时候，的确会有行这个公义的审判。
If you do evil, there will be judgment.
可是在这里，我们仍然看见神的慈爱。
But there's still room for mercy in God's judgment.
那他并没有灭绝以利家的人。
God did not hear and cut off everyone from Eli's family.
换句话说，还活着的这些还存活的人，仍有拯救的希望。
In other words, those who were spared.Still have the opportunity for salvation.
没有错，神有跟那以利家说，他们家的罪孽就是献上祭物，献上奉上这个礼物呢，那永远不能够赎去。
Indeed, God did say that the guilt of Eli's house would never be atoned for by sacrifice or offering.
也就是说，人不能够有一种贿赂的心理来到神面前。
In other words, man cannot have tried to bribe the God.
因为做错了事情，我就拿了礼物来到神面前，他就洗净了我，那赦免了我，不是的。
When I make mistakes, I can bring gifts and offerings before God, and maybe I can earn some favor.
神说得很清楚，他不会以无罪的为有罪。
God says clearly that He will never render sinful as sinless.
他也不会以有罪的为无罪。
That He will also not render sinless sinful.
那只要人犯了罪，必有审判。
There will be judgment on sins we commit.
虽然有审判
，But even with judgment,
可是神的目的不是叫人死。
God's purpose is not put people to death.
他是要人活，甚至于恶人，他说这不是我希望他们死的。
Even to the evil doer, he said he would not want them to die.
神他赐下耶稣基督，他来赎人的罪。
But the blood, but God atones man's sin through Jesus Christ.
圣经里告诉我们，主耶稣他在十字架所流的血，就是神跟人所立约的证据。
The Bible tells us that the blood Christ shed on the cross is the guarantee of God's new covenant with man.
在希伯来书第十章十七节，他告诉我们说：“我不再纪念他们的罪愆和他们的过犯。”
Hebrews 10:17 says, "Their sins and lawless."Acts, I will remember no more.
弟兄姊妹，当我们站立在神面前的时候，你不要轻看这件事情。
When we stand before God, let's not take this lightly.
那我们今天能够站立在神面前，不是因为我们行得好。
Today we can stand before God not because what we have done good.
是因为神的爱怜悯我们。
But because of God's love and mercy.
是神让耶稣基督为我们的罪做了赎罪祭。
Because of Christ's atoning death.
圣经告诉我们，我们世人都犯了罪。
Bible says, all have sinned.
不是只有以利家有罪。
Not just Eli's family.
今天我们活在世上，你我都可能犯了像以利或是以利他儿子的罪。
Today in this world, you and I may have already committed what Eli committed.
可是神仍然给每一个人、每一个家庭都有一个救赎的恩典。
But God has spared the grace of salvation for everyone and every family.
你肯为自己、为子女在神的面前认罪悔改吗？
So are you willing for yourself or for your children to come before God and confess and repent?
很多时候我们的管教的确要承认我们不完全。
Frequently we have to confess our discipline is imperfect.
有偏差。
We make mistakes.
可是我们愿意来到神的宝座前，我们抓住神，神必有怜悯。
So, but if we were willing to come before God's throne mercy, and God will show His mercy and deliver us.
神必要拯救。
God will save us.
你肯吗
？Are you willing?
很多时候我在想，今天神的地位在哪里
？Frequently, I wonder.
我看到。
What is God's position today?
我看见神渐渐从学校、从社团、从国家慢慢消失。
I see that God is being gradually removed from our schools, our societies, and in the nations.
这是我们要注意的一件事情。
This is something we must pay attention to.
圣经里头他告诉我们，在撒母耳记第二，撒母耳记上第二章，三十节那边告诉我，尊重我的，我必看重他。
1 Samuel 2:30, God says.Those who honor me, I will honor.
藐视我的，他必被轻视。
But those who despise me will be disdained.
巴不得我们在养育孩子的时候，我们能够想到神的存在。
So in the area of raising children, we must ask if God has a place in it.
我相信一个养育的前提，养育的焦点不是在于孩子，乃是在于神。
I believe the basis and the focus of raising our children is not actually on children themselves, but on God.
我们假如回去有机会的话，请我们去看箴言。
If you have, if you can read Proverbs when you go home today.
那在所罗门那里不断提醒儿女要敬畏耶和华，要敬畏耶和华。
In his Proverbs, King Solomon constantly reminded his children to fear God and fear God.
在箴言里面，他不断将孩子的眼光调整转向神。
And he constantly adjusts their children's sight on God.
只有神能够给孩子们有智慧、有方向、有平安、有喜乐。
And focus on God, because only God can provide His children wisdom, directions, and provide peace and joy.
盼望我们在这里，我们从以利的生平当中，我们学习到这个教训。
I hope that we can learn the lessons from Eli's family.
我们也从所罗门当中学习到这智慧。
And also learn from Solomon his wisdom.
然后我们把神摆在孩子的面前。
And put God before our sons and daughters.
我相信神必看重，要赐福给你。
And God will honor you and bless you.
我心中有一个感动。
There's a, I'm touched.
啊，常常我们都为了孩子的问题，我们不晓得做父母的，不晓得怎么办。
By the fact that we frequently do not know what to do for our children.
我觉得我们做父母只能做到一个地步而已。
I feel that we have our limitations. There's only so much we can do for our children.
可是我们还有一件事情能做的，就是为孩子们守望祷告。
But there's one thing I believe we still can do more. That is to pray and keep watch for our children.
我心中就想，是不是有可能我们能够有一个箴言226的一个守望小组？
I wonder if we can have a watchful group, like Proverbs 226.
那什么叫箴言226？
What does Proverbs 226 mean?
你回去再看。
You go home and read Proverbs 22:6.
也许在每个礼拜，我们星期三，我们至少有一次，我们可以聚集在一起，我们为孩子们来守望。
Maybe in Wednesday evening, once in a while, we can dedicate that entire prayer time to our children.
我不晓得你是不是也有这样的感动。
I don't know if you have such you have similar feeling.
你说是你有这样的感动的话，盼望我们星期三你也来到祷告会，我们一起为孩子来守望。
If it also touches your heart, come on Wednesday. Maybe we can spend the next Wednesday evening, pray for our children.
盼望我们来尊重神，让神所赐的福也能够临到每一个人的家。
If we honor God.God's blessing will come upon each of our family.
愿神赐福我们这辛苦养育孩子的父亲们。
May God bless the fathers who dedicated to raise their children.
我们一起祷告。
Let's pray.
父神，我们再次来到你面前。
Father, we come before you.
我们再次把每一位父亲带到你面前来。
We bring to you every father among us.
主啊，求你的灵充满我们。
May your spirit fill us.
赐我们有智慧来养育孩子。
Give us the wisdom so we can raise godly children.
你教导我们先来尊重你。
Teach us to honor you first.
好，叫我们也能够教导孩子怎么来尊重你。
So that we can teach our children how to honor you.
愿你坚固，继续坚固我们每一个人的家。
May you continue to strengthen every family.
赐福与我们同在。
And bless us and be with us.
祷告奉主耶稣基督的名。
This we pray in Christ's name.
Amen.
Amen.